Umbrella Academy.
Umbrella. 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 Season two. Let me see here. So people, I didn't even see this coming. I saw that Umbrella Academy season two was out, and I made the mistake of admitting to the toasted community out here. I said, you know what?
To the masses.
And maybe it was my flippant attitude. I was like, yeah, I want to review Umbrella Academy season two. And I ain't even seen season one. Fuck them. You know, so.
And the TV blew up. Yeah. Man, fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah, who do you think you are? And oh, but the barrage of comments I got from concern, like, you know what? It's not too late to walk away.
You can do this.
Maybe you should stop now.
Back it up.
It's not too late to fuck you.
I'll kill you.
Yeah, I'll kill you. Go. I dare you come up here and review some shit you don't even know nothing about. Who do you think you are?
Better watch your back. Get you in the street, motherfucker, slipping.
Yeah.
God damn. Okay.
People mad. And someone in the middle there was like, oh, this is going to be good. He don't know what the fuck he talking about.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. Rightfully so. I mean, now that the I haven't seen season one, so I can't really say anything. I have not. I have not seen season one of the Umbrella Academy right here. So I can't. So they are right. What the fuck is this monkey doing talking?
That's what I'm saying. But you know what, though? No, I'll tell you, because the monkey in season one is just like, hey, what's up, y'all? Yeah. Oh, Pogo. It's like they don't explain shit about the monkey to a way later, so it doesn't matter because he does just show up in season
one. But see, I see the umbrellas, you know, and everything. But
they're lousy with umbrellas.
But yeah, but everything else, I don't know. But you know, so some people said, you know what, nothing else. This should be interesting because that guy, Corey Coleman, who openly said he don't know what the hell he's talking about because he has not seen season one of this show. Well, he's going to be so confused, and I can't wait to see how he's going to fuck this up. Well, to be honest, let me be honest with y'all. Now, here's the thing. I do have an excuse. I am watching a lot of things right now.
Sure.
I'm watching a lot of things for this show, and I'm watching a lot of things with the wife. And she's getting to this point now where it's almost like cheating with another woman.
Oh, sure.
If she catches me watching on the show.
Oh, man, when I had a living girlfriend, like, I couldn't watch. If I started watching Dexter without her, shit.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Oh, I couldn't even go back. I mean, I couldn't even go back.
It was
back
like you were fucking Dexter right behind our back.
Yeah, me and C-Michael Hall, or whatever, not C-Michael Hall, whatever the man's name is. We were fucking, and I was like, well, you can join in? Nah.
No.
Dirty now.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I couldn't even go back and rewatch the episode. She would be mad.
I'll slip up sometimes and say, yeah, I start watching the show. She's like, what show? Did you start with you started a show without me? And I'm just like, fuck.
Let me smell your dick.
Yeah. Let me smell your hands. I might as well.
You'd be better off leaving a condom.
I'd be better off having her find a girl's number on my phone.
For real.
Because she expect that shit, but watch another show with her. So people, I'm watching. Yeah, that's right. So I'm watching a lot of stuff. I'm watching stuff for the show. I have to watch stuff with my wife. So, you know, listen, I don't have time. If a new season of something comes out, there used to be a time where I might be able to go in and, like, catch up. Mm-hmm. Not today.
Oh, sure.
Not today. Today is like, hey, you know what? I don't have time to catch up with shit. They say, if you want to watch, you better jump in and figure shit out.
You better get in where you fit in.
You better jump in and, hey. You know, and hope you can keep up. And that's how I was with the Umbrella Academy. Now, here's the other thing with Umbrella Academy season one. I sort of lied to you. I did see a little bit of this. Okay. I saw season one. I saw the first episode. But here's the thing. My wife, who always tells me to wait and watch stuff with her, I made the mistake of watching this with my wife.
Uh-oh.
Now.
That means you got to wait.
Exactly. Now, boy, you know, you sure you ain't been married?
I guess I had a living girlfriend for a while.
Y'all must have been close to being married because you hitting everything on the head right there. Because she was cool.
You see, I'm single now.
No,
right?
She watched this. She watched it. She was kind of fine with the fantasy stuff, and then they started doing all that superhero shit. And she was already kind of getting tired of all the superhero shit happening because she ain't too keen on superheroes. But then that chimpanzee came in talking.
Does anyone wish to speak?
And she said, yeah, fuck you. I'm out. I'm out.
That's enough, baby. I can't have this.
I'm not watching this bull. This guy, once this talking monkey came up in this suit and these glasses, like, yeah, no. Hell no. No. She went and watched some documentary about organic farming and shit.
Yeah. She's like, look, you and your fat bitch can have it.
Yeah, you and your monkey ass bitch.
Yeah, y'all go and fuck all you want to. Fuck up and down the street.
And she said she left.
I watch your ass anyway.
But she turned around to me and said, but don't watch anymore just in case I change my mind. So she said, I might change my mind. So don't watch anymore just in case I change my mind on this. So I was in a fucking rock and a hard wife. You know, I was like
rocking a monkey. An old ass monkey.
I could not finish watching because she would get mad if she caught me. So I just waited. But when season two came out, I said, fuck that. I will not be held back again. Right. I will not be told what to do. Huh? Look over my shoulder.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Don't nobody tell me what to do with my...
Hell yeah, exactly. To hell with it. I'm going in.
What'd you say?
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. Shit, I was watching that shit under the covers.
Yeah, like you're a kid watching some shit you ain't supposed to be watching at night. You're supposed to pass your bedtime.
I watched season two of the Umbrella Academy, like I was watching porn.
Yeah.
Hiding.
Like I used to watch Fatal Attraction when I was 10.
Hiding, y'all, scared that the wife would catch me. But I finally watched it, and I watched it all. I was able to cram it all in, man. I was able to, like, go in and binge the whole thing. That's the beauty of Netflix. You know, if you got to talk about something, they'll let you binge it all.
If you wait too long, it starts the next episode on you anyway.
Yeah.
I said the next episode started in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, motherfucker.
Wife talking about, wait for me. Wait, in case I change my mind. Hold up in case I want to watch it with you, which of course never happened.
Right. But if you had, she might have just cut you at any time, she could have been like, all right, let's watch it.
Exactly.
You've been watching that.
But I tell you what, here's the other thing. I didn't go into this just inexperienced. Just a couple of weeks ago, actually a week ago, I went in and watched another thing. I watched something else. I watched a part two of something else without having seen the first part.
The kissing booth is open for business! Again!
And I tell you, people, I saw
these old motherfuckers.
These 30-year-old students and shit.
Again!
Yeah, you flunked high school again. They got a 30-year-old actually in this movie right here.
They real?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So as you can see, people, very deep, intricate plots in there. Very deep whining material. Yeah. Very, 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 very deep stuff to comprehend in this right here. So if I can watch The Kissing Booth 2 without having seen Kissing Booth Uno, then I can damn sure go into the Umbrella.
I'm not sure about
Academy. Not sure. Talking monkeys and everything. So I'll tell you.
Did you have to go back and try to figure out what was going on before Kissing Booth 2? Or did they give you a summary at the beginning?
Fuck no. That chick gave me a summary and that was all I needed to know. In fact, I had to slow it down. All right, bitch. All right, hold on. All right. You told me too much. I get it. This shit ain't that goddamn smart.
The fuck out
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Yeah, shit. Some dumb shit. I don't need to hear all that. But anyway, let's go ahead and watch the trailer. Because this can't be that hard, right? Let's watch the trailer for The Kiss, not the Jesus Christ.
God
no, not
it,
again. No, oh, hell no.
No, man.
No.
Look here, man.
No. No. Let's watch the trailer for Umbrella Factory. God damn it. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. This is a bad sign. This is a bad start. You can't even get the title right. How you going to talk about this show?
Kissing Umbrella Factory. Yeah.
Let's talk about the Umbrella Booth season 5.
Yeah. Number 2.
Umbrella Academy season two. Let's watch the trailer for that, and we'll be right back with what might be a terrible review.
Loser! Diego!
Escape, you're right. What the hell did we do now? What was that?
The end of the world, November 25th, 1963.
And where am I now?
Dallas, 10 days earlier.
I need to find my family. First off, I want to say we brought the end of the world back here with us.
Oh my God, again? My cult is going to be so pissed. I told him we had until 2019.
We have until Monday.
Everything in our new lives is connected from the plot to assassinate the president. That can't be a coincidence.
None of us are supposed to be here, right?
We know something changes the timeline. We have to make it right again. Before everyone and everything we know is dead.
Who are those guys?
They're not here to sell vacuum.
The commission will hunt us down wherever and whenever we go. A spotter.
What is that, like a wingman?
You don't know anything about
me. I know everything. You are an open book written for very dumb children.
God damn, she had to do him like that.
Yeah, for real. Look here, bitch. Hey, take it a little easy
exactly.
On that. Say the world.
Shit ain't no vagina worth that shit. Fuck you. You just call me dumb in the worst way. Call me a fucking children's book.
Yeah, exactly. What you comb your hair?
It's been here?
No, unfortunately, ghosts can't time travel.
Are you kidding me? Quick rundown. Luther, super strength. Klaus can commune with the dead. Allison can rumor anyone to do anything.
Except she never uses him.
I heard a rumor. You punched yourself in the face.
You know what? Maybe he is dumb.
Yeah. don't start.
I take that back.
He always does that. Yeah. He talks shit till somebody gets his
exactly.
Ass.
Exactly. Vibe is like, you sure about that, y'all?
How's my head?
Yeah, you see, he ain't a children's book. Yeah, man. Look, folks, as I said, I'm already familiar with the series from watching the first episode of season one. Okay. Rest of it, I don't know, but as far as the first episode, I got some stuff down. I mean, I thought maybe I had enough to go ahead and just jump into, after skipping 9 other episodes, just jump into season 2. Now, for those who don't know at all what this is, not familiar with it whatsoever, you're just new to it, probably hearing us talk about it. This is based on a comic book, superhero
Dark Horse
fantasy.
Comic.
Yeah, Dark Horse comic. As you might have figured, this is of the same name, the Umbrella Academy right here, mm-hmm. Dark Horse comic. And this deals with super-powered millennials adopted by this eccentric old billionaire. And I guess he operates his academy under the guise of someone who is a rich umbrella manufacturer.
It's something like that. It's that, I guess, 254 women gave birth at the same time.
At the same time,
and he tried to buy all of them, but he only got 7.
Yeah.
In October 1989, 43 women around the world gave birth. None of these women had been pregnant when the day first began.
How much do you want for it?
Yeah.
I have adopted 6 children. gifted with abilities far beyond the ordinary. I give you the Umbrella Academy.
Everything was cool. They were like a little, like mini Justice League or Teen Titans or something until...
With a bunch of fucking attitude.
With a bunch of fucking attitude. And of course, you know, just like I kind of any kind of family, they can only stay together so long before they all go their separate ways. Some became some became stars. Some became, you know, I don't know,
vigilantes.
Yeah, you know, it's... Spaceman. Yeah, one got sent to the moon. And they all have different powers, as you've seen right there. These powers range from anywhere from being super intelligent to teleporting, making people do anything with simple use of words right here. They got a gorilla man.
Yeah. Gorilla man.
Let me see. There you go. They got a gorilla man up in here.
They do. They got a gorilla man. They got, one of them can manipulate an object to turn where he wants it to.
Yep. Yeah, I've got somebody who has an expert at combat. Mm-hmm. Somebody got the power to glow and float and blow a bunch of shit up. So,
and talk to the dead.
And then somebody is able to talk to their dead brother and send out dead souls to kill people if they need to and whatnot. It, you know, listen, like I said, typical kind of fantasy comic book shit. These are the original characters that I just showed you right here. Changed a little bit for the show. So this much I did know. Now, here's the thing. Got to the opening. So you saw half of this, right?
I saw the whole first season, and I got through six episodes of the second season.
Okay, so you recognize the part where the opening scene of episode one, season two. You know, I saw this, and I looked at it, and I was like, yeah, you know what? Maybe I should have watched season one.
I was going to say.
I was like, what the fuck? I was like, wow, you know what?
Where's the monkey at?
So where the umbrella's at and everything, man.
1960, what? Yeah.
Not only was I lost, but I was just like, what the fuck did y'all do? Man, it was like I left y'all for nine episodes. And I come back and y'all are starting World War III in 1960?
I left pizza money on the counter. I said, call if you need anything.
Yeah.
Y'all done fucking started World War III.
Yeah, I was looking at this. I'm like, gee, what the fuck did y'all do?
Can't leave him alone for nine episodes.
Nine episodes. I was just gone for nine episodes.
Really? You can't, in season one, you can't leave him alone for one episode. Motherfuckers, these motherfuckers fuck up at the end of every episode.
Yeah. You know, the nukes dropping from the sky. And the thing about it is that, and the reason why I said I can't leave y'all alone for nine episodes, because they insinuated like, yeah, we did this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell did we do now?
Exactly. Not.
No, but seriously, please tell me. Yeah. I didn't watch the rest of
nine episodes, which is the equivalent of 9 hours. I left y'all for 9 hours. Y'all already blowing up the world. The fuck did y'all do?
In the past.
Yeah, in 1960.
I left y'all. Y'all were in 2019.
How y'all fuck up today back in 1960? Yep. 1963. But here's the cool thing, because see, y'all think y'all some smart shit, because people are like, Corey, you big dummy. See, hey, stupid, why don't you watch season one? Yeah, I bet you feel stupid now. No, fuck you, no. The reason why I did this is really I want to see. I want to see what it would be like to jump into this, not having seen season one. I said, sure. All right, let me jump into it and see what it's like. And if nothing else, it'd be cool to talk about what the experience would be like not having been able to watch the last season.
Sure. Because a lot of people do that. I mean, we bullshitting, but let's not joke. A lot of motherfuckers jump in the middle of something. They hop in on season two. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, a lot of like me.
Well, I mean, that happens. I mean, you know, so that's an interesting perspective if we're going to do this, because you can be like, okay, I wouldn't recommend it, or I can't.
Well, let's just say you're in the situation I am, that I'm in. You've seen trailers for this. It looks badass. You really don't have time to go back to season one.
Sure.
But you really want to jump into this because it looks so cool.
Sure.
So here I am to tell you what that's like. You know, I didn't have time to do it, and I saw the trailers for this, and I really want to watch it. So how is that experience? Well, I'll tell you, the cool thing is that even though I'm lost in the beginning, that's an advantage. It drew me in even more. Because, of course, those things that I didn't know, now we're going to see how it works out. Am I going to be completely lost as it goes on, or will this stuff be more interesting as I start to put together the clues? Mm-hmm. Might even help me put together some stuff from season one. For one thing, they don't fuck around in episode one.
Oh, no.
They don't fuck around in the first 3 minutes of episode one. The cool thing about it is that this episode one opens with another great superhero moment where they're all, where we're watching them use their powers to fight as a team.
Right.
That's some Avengers shit right there.
That's the kind of shit I was missing in season one.
Oh, really?
I'm dead. I don't know if I'm gonna be the minority on this. Season one is dry as toast.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Man, I was bored like a motherfucker. I was like, all right, he said we're going to do this. I can't watch it. But I was like, you don't get enough of those moments as far as I'm concerned.
Really? That's interesting,
yeah,
man.
There's a lot of bickering, a lot of arguing that really, I'll be honest, gets really tiresome. And season one should be called Daddy Issues, the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It is too much of that.
I even caught that from the first episode.
Fuck. Oh, it gets worse. Oh, but wait, it gets worse.
But wait, hold on, there's more.
But yeah, so I'm glad. I was glad to see that when I got into season two, because at that point I was getting battle fatigue.
I was loving this, man. In the beginning, I was like, now this is, they didn't waste any time, and that's one of the benefits, I guess, of jumping in after season one is that, listen, you know, I don't know how it's gonna be later, but I don't know what's happening. I don't know why this dude has Cthulhu come out of his dick or his stomach, but I'm thinking like, man.
Show with that motherfucker in the first episode. Do that. They don't remember that?
He's dead, right?
Right, but they show him. Remember, he, oh, maybe that was season, episode, whatever.
But it's a badass moment right here, man.
Yeah,
it's
the one of the brothers that's dead.
Yeah, it's a real badass moment watching them fight together. You can walk in without knowing a whole lot, but you can see that there's a lot of cool action going on.
Right, it reminds me of the second Avengers where they're all like a basketball team.
Yeah.
Running through, and the Age of Ultron, where they're all doing their powers at the same time, working together as a team. And that was really fun to see.
That was. And the funny thing is, like, I don't fully understand their powers. Like, the season one, I forgot a lot of it, and coming back in cold is like, you know what? I can kind of pick up on what they got. When they got this character, Rumor, I guess her real name is Allison, but Rumor, you know, it's not a whole lot to figure out that when she utters a word to somebody,
Rumor has it,
then, you know, they do it.
Right. More than
this. I heard a rumor that I blew your mind.
Damn.
Yeah, I remember you saw my dick.
Killing people with words.
Yeah.
You know, now, and here's the other thing. Now, they know that there are dumbasses like me out there who are going to go into this and watch this cold. And see, this is another thing why I want to watch it, because I want to see how Netflix handles this. Netflix is a totally different animal from other entertainment that we've had. So Netflix, they know that they're so accessible that some people are going to go in without trying to catch up. Mm-hmm. With the first season. And they had a recap that popped up. And it was almost like it was for me. All right, you stupid motherfucker. You want to watch this without knowing season one? Sit down. And they actually had the characters come in and do a recap for you.
So, once upon a time, there were a bunch of superpowered babies all born on the same day. 7 of these lucky little weirdos got adopted by a genius billionaire.
How much do you want for it?
Who was really into umbrellas and uniforms. He called us the Umbrella Academy. He also called us by numbers instead of actual name.
So, I mean, their business is structured in a way where it's like, as long as we're not too deep down the line, because that's what they did in the Kissing Booth. Oh, Kissing Booth 1, they opened up with this chick saying, recap, you know. And, yeah, you know. All right, you know, you probably have a lot of questions. So they,
yeah, why the fuck am I watching this?
What am I doing in my life? So they come in and they, Netflix, and it's funny because I tried to go back. I watched the whole season and tried to go back to see if this was just on autoplay. Mm-hmm. It's almost like they know if you've watched the whole season or you watched the first season or not, because I tried to go back and get this and it didn't play again.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, man, it's, you know, it's funny to look at how almost Netflix is.
It didn't do it for me.
It didn't do it for you? Maybe. I don't know why it did it for me, but it came in automatically and I couldn't go back and pull it up.
You know what? I pushed play for the next season. And I went and I was in the other room doing something, and I guarantee.
Wow!
And I heard something, but when I came back, it was already the fight scene.
Okay.
So I was in the other room with a plane. That's what it was. So
yeah, man. So they probably have an algorithm or something that knows whether or not, you know, your viewing habits, and they know if you haven't seen something or not, and they try to and they try their best to catch to catch your lazy ass up, because you ain't gonna, they know you.
Well, we worked hard on this, since you can't be bothered. Let's go ahead.
Yeah. And they almost bet, like, all right, hopefully it'll get you to go back and watch it once you've seen everything you like.
And sometimes it will.
Yeah.
You know.
But what they don't want to do, they don't want to lose you as a viewer, even if you're walking into something that you don't know or you missed the first time.
Smart.
Yeah, it is very smart.
Especially since this is all their money they put into this show.
Yeah, you getting the money is there.
Yeah.
I'd be goddamn I'm like 3 minutes in. Look, if nothing else, let's say all that is bullshit. Nothing else, 3 minutes in, I was like, all right, I gotta stay. Because the main characters, after they got through doing all their superhero kick-ass stuff, they killed them. You know, I was looking at this like,
can't see you later.
Well, yeah. Evaporated them. And I was like, all right, well, shit, I'm in. I need to know what happened.
Right.
How you gonna recover from this when I'm into 3 minutes of season of episode one?
Right. That's how it starts off. And I'll tell you this, Oz is gonna make fun of me. I'm gonna say this though. The special effects are on hit. Fuck you, Oz. Every time I say that, motherfucker was on fucking with me.
On hit. Was it on hit, Billy? I just wanna know if Billy said it was on hit. I just wanna know that.
Well, you let him know the effects are on hit.
They're on hit.
Lit and on hit.
They're on hit.
Fried night, laid inside.
No, but that's one of the things I actually did like about it. Because I tell you, there's a lot, I'll be honest, I got a lot of problems with season one. But that's one of the things I had to say. I was like, man, these special effects are good. I got to give them that. And it's shot very well.
The special effects are amazing.
They're great. Especially for a television show. It's like, it looks like movie shit.
Yeah. This is another thing, man. This is why home viewing is what it is right now. Yeah. Not in the back in the days where home viewing used to be embarrassed. You go straight to video. You skip the theaters. No. They have budgets that rival blockbusters now.
Dude, like all the period piece stuff, the costumes are right.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like some shit back in the 60s. Even the 30s, when they go back to the 30s, it's like, you're like, fuck.
Yeah, vacuum cleaner salesmen. So yeah. The homes and everything. Yeah, no, all the set design and the costume design was great, man.
It's almost impeccable. It really is.
Yeah, no, they do a lot of stuff.
You forgive a lot when you're watching it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, a lot of, I love even the art direction here. Like even the, like in the marketing, they even use like a 60s kind of design going on. Yeah, man. I tell you though, you know, the cool thing with it is that, you know, watching this and not having seen season one and being pulled in immediately by the action that they have going on, by the mystery that we even see, I'm glad I stayed because I had a fun time watching. You know, like I said, it's almost my viewing experience was almost enhanced by trying to put all these things together. Mm-hmm. You know, being that this is only the second season, the benefit of that is that there's not a whole lot of history to catch up on in the first place. You just got season one. But what history is here, they're able to go in and, you know, they're telling a straightforward story.
It's very linear for what's going on.
Yeah, it's like
for all the shit, extra shit going on, it's a very linear story.
You're right.
They're going towards a goal.
Yep. End of the world is coming in a few days. They got to stop it by getting back to their own time.
That's basically what it is.
That's what it is. It's like,
well, second time, though, because they already fucked it up once.
Exactly. And the storytelling is good enough to where you can fill in a lot of the details without it feeling like a lot of boring exposition.
Sure. They've got I will say this too, because I know I've been shitting on it. They do have a clever way of adding, of sneaking the exposition in without it being like, okay, y'all, check this out.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they, hey, man, don't do it again like you did before. I mean,
yeah. You remember when you did that the first time?
Oh, I hate that when that happens. No. Time travel is a crapshoot.
Exactly. I noticed that they were doing that, but at least they did it in a way where it didn't feel too obvious.
Right. I'm joking. I'm fucking around. But they do it to where it's not that obvious. Because sometimes you'll be watching, especially with me, when me binging the way I was, really trying to get through them so I could have something to talk about today. Like I would be like,
yeah,
oh shit, that's right, I'm glad you said that, because that did happen, I forgot about
exactly
that. Wait, who the fuck is that? Oh, that's that person. You know, it's like sometimes I had to go back and look. I'm like, because I lost the names of the characters,
yeah,
and they do that a lot where they reference somebody. I'm like, oh god,
yeah,
who the
it's
fuck
a lot
is that
to yeah
about?
It's a lot to keep up with.
Yeah, man, can they just go back to the numbers, because I got that. Number five, I know who that motherfucker
exactly
is.
Why they use those numbers, man, because they knew we wouldn't remember half that shit.
I'm telling you.
Now, honestly, there are some things I just said, fuck it, I give up. I'm not gonna figure this out. They're not gonna tell me. I gotta go back to season one for that.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
Well, if y'all thought that suit glasses wearing chimp, talking chimp with something crazy. That you know what I'm talking about. They got this. They got a goldfish with a human body that smokes cigarettes.
Yeah, I smoke cigarettes. Talking.
With something,
a woman's voice.
An animal in water.
With a woman's voice.
Oh, this one had a man. Oh. His name is Carmichael.
Oh, but it said Carmichael, but the voice sounded like a
woman. It sounded like this.
Oh.
I can help you. You know, an animal in water smoking a cigarette. Mm-hmm. I was just, yeah, exactly. Exactly. They did it with the bubbles.
Yeah, with the bubbles start bubbling up.
But I just said, you know, I looked at this and I just said, you know what, fuck it. I got to go with this because I don't know what this is about. I don't know the story. I'm sure there is a story, but they're not going to tell me. That's one of those things where it's just like, you got to go back and look it up yourself.
I don't remember it in the first season, though.
Okay, so I don't.
I think you just see the goldfish, man.
Okay, because I don't know where that
I don't
came
remember
up.
Seeing that in the first season one. I think it's just all of a sudden she goes back, and then it's just like, hey, you demoted.
Okay, they say he's new. All right. They say he's new.
So
all right.
Because I was like, because I remember when I started, I was like, I know I didn't miss this motherfucker.
Okay.
So that just is what it is.
Okay, so he's not in season one. All right. Well, you just got to go with some weird shit sometime.
Yeah. So the monkey just shows up in season one.
Okay, so you just got to go with it, man.
Yeah.
All right. So fuck you. I really didn't have to look at season one.
I told you, man. I'm telling you, that's why I was laughing because, no, everybody was like, what the fuck with the goldfish, man?
Yeah.
Because what's the name? Heather Walsh goes in there and it's just, you boss, motherfucker.
Yeah. But I tell you, it's a cool character. I like that. I mean, maybe I missed something because I was looking. Maybe I missed some explanation. But I was just like, you know what? I don't even care if I don't know. It's a cool, man, this is really cool. This is a cool design.
It's very cool.
It's a cool character.
And something that could look really silly if they didn't do it right.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, unless it happens after episode 6, they don't explain it.
And I understand his position. I understand because he's got some beef going on with with some chick that works for him. So I'm like, all right, you know what? Even if I don't know his backstory, I understand it. This is just a fucking weird fish that's running this organization.
That's the boss.
Yep.
And they got a problem with the other person.
Just happens to be a boss that's a fucking cigarette smoking fish. But hey, all right, whatever.
I was like, how is he going to smoke this shit?
Now, unless I miss something, the chubby bearded Terminator guy.
If you want to live, come with me.
You're like, wait a minute, that ain't your line. You stole that shit. That guy. I did see some backstory, some flashbacks with him. I think he was in season one, but I know his ass never came back after this.
Oh no.
No, he was gone. So I was
all right. One of the ones looking for him in his first season.
Okay, so he wasn't the first season.
He was Mary J. Blige's partner.
Okay, so you do get some backstory with him and everything.
A little bit.
All right. So I don't know. Just went with it. He was there to serve as a plot device. He did his thing. I got it. If I want to know more about him, go to season one.
Yeah, you'll have to watch season one if you want to know anymore.
And the handler. I'm sure there's some history going on with her. Maybe. I don't know. Is she in the first one?
Yeah.
Kate Walsh.
Kate Walsh.
The Cruella De Vil chick that's going through here.
Yeah, I love me some Kate Walsh.
Yeah, man. This chick right here, all I know is that she got shot in the head and got more changes, costume changes than Lady Gaga. But
I tell you, boy, she don't set all the time. But yeah, she finds him in the apocalyptic world, number five, when he gets all old and she recruits him to go back in time and kill people.
But you know what? Again,
I'm just letting you know.
No, thank you, because that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't know, but again, if you want to know about the character, you can go back to season one, but it's not that detrimental. Because
no, it's not. Except for when she goes and tries to get all them puppies. Make that coat.
I saw that sequel. Yeah,
her and Jasmine Horse.
I saw that movie. I saw that. Yeah. But you know, we're looking at her. All I know is that she's the main villain here.
Right.
She's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a whole lot of stuff that goes on with her character where it's like it depends that much on season one.
She's not a whole bunch in it season one.
Yeah.
She's she really is, I wouldn't say MacGuffin, but she's definitely a plot device. She has a lot more to do in this second season than she does.
And Kate Walsh is having a lot of fun
a blast.
And she is a bitch, but that kind of bitchiness that you love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't get mad. And that's what makes you mad. Like, she don't get mad. She just does her dirt. She does her shit. And she's like, she really is like Cruella De Vil.
Yeah.
She definitely dresses like her.
Yeah. And now if the character was not as fun to watch, maybe I'd be like, all right, I need to know more about this character. But it's all, she plays it up. She's having a lot of fun, and I love the character. You never know what she's going to look like next. Mm-hmm. You know, you never know what her actions are going to be like next. So it's like, all right, I'm having fun with
that. And she's even-tempered. They don't shove her down your throat, too.
No, they don't. She really is the villain you enjoy watching.
Yeah,
because she's cool.
She's cool.
What really makes this accessible, though, is that this is a comedy that depends on a lot of time travel humor. Time travel humor is always kind of relatable because the you know, we ourselves can see a character that does a fish out of water story, and so we can kind of relate to that character because they're getting adjusted to what's going on. We're getting adjusted to what's going on at the same time, and that's a lot of that going on in this show, where a lot of characters, you know, the extra fun is watching them how they adjust with their superpowers. What's his name here? Klaus.
Oh, this motherfucker, man.
Played by Robert Sheehan. This guy, he's so much fun to watch, too.
He's good. He just, sometimes his character gets on my goddamn last nerve, though.
The character itself needs his ass whooped.
Yeah, and especially in season one. Whoo, you're like, I'm going to strangle this motherfucker.
This character's got a ghost. He has a ghost of his brother. Mm. And the ghost gets so tired of him, the ghost tries to beat his ass. The ghost is sick of his shit.
You shit eater!
Get off! Yeah. God!
Oh!
Have you showered?
Ow!
Oh! Oh!
Ow!
No!
You know, just back up over his head.
Now I want to kill some Negroes.
Yeah. These queers in the room.
Yeah, hype for real. That's what he would have thought. Motherfucking Dallas in 63.
Make some queer roadkill. Yeah, man.
Corrupt my son.
And the guy that plays his brother, Justin H. Min, that guy's really fun to watch.
He's good.
Yeah, he's good. But these, you know, I normally don't like these stories where like characters have a ghost that nobody else can see, and they talk out loud to that. They like, don't you know you look crazy?
It usually annoys me too.
But here I didn't mind it too much.
Well, it's a little different because he can make them, what is it, Oreal? What's the word? I can't remember what it's called. But he can make them present, and he can also, his power is, what's my man? Klaus's power is he can make them touch, you know, tangible and do things.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was kind of cool.
That's his power. That's why they're fighting. He can actually hit him.
And plus, they just, I mean, I don't blame Klaus because, I mean, look, no. Thing is, Klaus talks to him out in the open because Klaus is a fuck up and that ghost just keeps fucking with him.
And also, don't nobody else want to talk to Klaus.
No, exactly.
You talking about, the ghost does fuck with him, but ain't nobody trying to hear what Klaus had to say, man. No,
Klaus, why don't we go get a bottle and get fucked up and stuff?
Yeah.
He's like, man, will you shut the fuck up, Klaus? We trying to do something over here.
Yeah, except for the dumbasses that follow him.
Yeah.
Like this fool uses this. Accidentally uses his powers to start a cult.
Yeah.
I actually thought that was funny.
It was kind of funny. Because you don't get to all see him use him in season one.
No.
Because he's always fucked up. Because his powers don't work when he's high and he's drunk.
That's the only time they work?
No, they don't work.
Oh, they don't work. So that's why he gets drunk.
Right. When he gets drunk and shit, that's why he can't do nothing.
Oh, that explains a lot then why he does that, man.
I'm feeling some gas for you, huh?
Yeah, because I thought he was just an asshole.
Well, no, he is. No, he is a drug addict. He is a fuck up. He is an asshole. But it's just that sometimes they need him to do some shit, and he's fucked up. He can't do it. He's like, I got to.
So he's just kind of getting tired of his powers, and the only way he can escape is if he gets drunk.
Maybe, yeah, I think that's part of it, and part of it is just he just likes it.
Yeah, okay, he's just an alcoholic.
He has a chance, he starts, I mean, he like, yeah, he steals from the dad's house and just go buy. No, he's an alcoholic, heroin addict.
And the chat says, yeah, he's kind of doing all that to suppress.
Okay, well, I didn't
know. To suppress his feelings about his powers.
Okay.
Yeah, man. No, it's, that's very cool, though. No, it's, I like somebody said, Corey, watch season one. I'm like, fuck you. You know, just
we're
get,
past
hey, you know
that,
what?
Man.
Hey, man, get shut the fuck up and give it up. You know?
Right.
I mean, it ain't like nobody said, I can't figure out what's going on. You dumb motherfucker. We actually having a decent talk. Shut the fuck up. You know, we actually talk about telling you things. He's up here, man, watch the show. You sound stupid. Shut the fuck up. I can see we sit up here talking about, I don't know what's going on.
It'd be different if you were just, if you just kept speculating on what, or pontificating about what happened in season one, but you are saying, I don't know. And I'm saying, well, here's what happened. Okay, we got
And this. Even then, it's just kind of like, I like the character, even though I don't really understand. It ain't like, man, what'd he do? I don't get it. Why you do that?
I'll tell you something else. Whoever that is, you don't like him in season one. He's a fucking annoying as shit in season one.
Yeah, kind of like you. Shut the fuck up.
So you know, watch season
hey,
one.
Hey, listen, right? Here's the thing. If you don't like what's going on here because people don't get it, because I haven't seen it, and every now and then we ask a question, get the fuck on out somewhere. God damn. That motherfucker make me want to drink.
Exactly. Go talk to Klaus somewhere.
Jesus Christ. All right, we ain't seen season one. Joke's over, fucking son. Go somewhere. Leave it alone. God damn.
And don't slam my goddamn door new.
Your superpower must be your fucking annoying.
And you're a superhero.
Yeah. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Save you don't let him do it. Yeah. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Got a bad signal. Gotta go piss somebody else
yeah,
off.
Yeah. What else can I talk
to? I'm gonna fuck this up.
Yeah. But no, that, and I tell you, the actor, man, I love the actor that's playing.
He's an Irish actor.
Is he an Irish? Because I saw an interview when I couldn't tell if he was Irish or British. So he's Irish,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he's Irish.
Yeah, he's great, man.
Yeah, he is.
Robert, what's his name? Robert
Sheehan?
Sheehan. Robert Sheehan.
Very Irish name, yeah.
Yeah. No.
I did some research when I was.
No, I could tell he's like the big standout here.
Yeah, I could tell that from episode one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, he's going to be the standout. They give him the greatest lines, and he owns the screen when he's on that screen.
He's definitely the biggest comedy relief here.
And you need it sometimes, too.
Yeah, and you do. And you do. And what, and you know what I really enjoyed about this is that even though you got a lot of comedy going on, and you got a lot of comedy of errors going on with the superpowers, you got a lot of, you know, humor coming from what they're doing as being, you know, superheroes, not even their own time. Mm-hmm. I thought it was kind of cool that they actually changed some characters around to, like, make deeper issues and actually make some drama here. Mm-hmm. You know, you have here, you know, because on the flip side, I like how they showed that people can't use their powers simply because of their skin color or sexuality.
Sure.
You know, they had to keep it secret because if they showed their powers, then they're doubly fucked.
Right.
You know, I'm looking at this with, you know, showed how dangerous with how they were. This is one. Okay, you know what? What I liked about this, finally. Finally, somebody's showing time travel and how dangerous it is for black people.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all sure y'all want to do this shit?
Yeah. You know, I looked at this.
1963.
And I was like, no, man. I was like, no, yeah.
I'm
going
back to last week, man.
Shit. You know, I looked at this and I'm like, you know what? This is cool that y'all are doing this, going back to the 1960s. 1960s has a great aesthetic to it. I love the design going on in this. But you know, unless we go back by accident, we can't do that shit. Yeah. We can probably go as far back as 1970.
Maybe.
If you go a little further.
New York?
Yeah.
Not in the South.
If you go a little further, you know, you taking some chances.
Yeah. You better stay away from that lunch counter. God
damn it. And not like that's, man, you know what? If nothing else, I can say that this is one of the few places where they've addressed that time travel is risky for some people.
Right. I mean, if you go talking about, you know, 1970, well, then you want to go back to 1960, know your place.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Get your black ass in the back of that time machine.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at this and I'm just kind of like, like they had the character Rumor, played by Emmy Raver Lampman.
She was in
her name is, and the character's name is Allison. You know, they changed the character from white, I believe, in the comic. And I didn't know this until I looked it up. Yeah, she's fine as fuck, man.
Damn.
They changed the character to black. Now, a lot of people might actually say, well, you know, that's, you're just trying to do this to, you know, satisfy all those people out there, crying diversity and everything. Mm-hmm. But you actually got a lot more deeper storytelling in this.
Right.
Because, I mean, you know, with
the sit-in and all that stuff.
Yeah, because they're able. The funny thing about this is that I don't think that, you know, this is not written being influenced by the protest and the murders that are going on today.
No, man.
This was written before that.
This was written and shot a fucking year ago or six, seven months ago.
Exactly.
No, longer than that. Yeah, like about a year ago probably. Especially all the production value on this.
Oh, yeah.
Probably a year and a half maybe.
True. So, you know, they were able to go in and make this very relevant without even knowing. It was just a coincidence that the protest happened now.
Right.
But changing that character to black. Now, I don't agree with just changing characters all the time just for the sake of satisfying somebody or just doing it to just be doing it. But here it really did serve for some richer storytelling. Cause they when she went back in when she went back in time, that time portal must have been racist. Cause they put her black ass right in the middle,
middle of the shit.
Of the worst part of town. In the middle of the night.
It was like, what are you doing there, nigga?
Oh shit. Yeah. The moment she landed, they said, hey nigga.
Yeah.
Shit, she knew she even knew. Yeah, she like, shit. She was like, she saw the white
thing. Yeah, yeah, she was like, shit. This is not, I see the kind of, I see what kind of cars these are. This ain't a good time for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, they giving me looks.
Right.
What do we got here?
You lost?
You're a pretty thing.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl. You're in the wrong part of town. Hey, girl. We're talking to you.
Heard run, rumor, bitch, run!
Like, I heard a rumor, I heard a rumor, I heard a rumor! I heard a rumor,
I heard a rumor! I didn't really be the fuck off! Yeah, she talking to her own feet. I heard a rumor. Yeah. Run, bitch!
Yeah, yeah. I heard a rumor, yeah. Feet don't fail.
Hey, shit, that time portal put her black ass right in the middle of the night.
Man, why are you gonna do me like this? Like, you could have been a dude.
You could have gone 10 blocks down the street.
Yeah, for real. Put me back in Negro town. Let me be safe, goddamn it. And you know, in some towns, it was sundown towns, too.
It's exactly. And sun was down.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, I like how she didn't go, like in some movies, you're like, I can't believe this bitch is just going to stumble around. No, she was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, exactly.
She knew exactly what was up. She was like, fuck that shit.
I was like, wow. And you know what? The you see the because I think it would, that would be a cop-out to have a black character at this time when people gearing up for the civil rights marches that were going around the country and everything. And I'm glad they addressed that. You know, she went and, you know, the character marries a black character.
Civil rights activist.
Civil rights activist. What was that guy's name, man?
In the show, his name is...
Yusuf Gatewood. Man. Damn. He must be from the South.
Yeah.
My name is Yusuf Gatewood.
Mr. Gatewood?
Yeah, yeah. Gatewood barbecue.
So good making my... No, but also making the character black, it opens up a lot more for a time travel storyline. Because, yeah. I mean, we all see this when a bunch of white people go back to the 60s. What? No cell phones? I mean, that's the only problem. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, here, yeah.
Right. Instead of you get some people of color, then it's some real shit going on.
That is true, because they had discussed racial inequality.
Yeah, she participates in a sit-in.
Yeah, Jim Crow-type laws. Mm-hmm. Police brutality.
Chestnut, you're under arrest.
No, no, what are you doing?
You beat a man without provocation. It'll discipline.
No, 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 no.
He was you're like, well, shut up, goddamn it, shut up. You want to get me killed.
Bitch, I'm never going to believe you. Shut your bright ass up.
He's like, shit, shut up. You're making this shit worse.
I thought you were white. That's when I came in here. Light skin ass. Girl, shut your beige ass up. Shut your high yellow ass up. you knew. I know how this goes.
Yeah. You knew. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. You know, I tell you, man, I really, like I said, for going in and watching this without having seen the first, I was able to put together a lot. Now, there's some things you won't be able to see unless you see or understand if you see season one. Sure. But I was really impressed by the storytelling here, where it's structured well enough. It brings you in well enough to where you know, if you choose to just jump into it, that's fine. But I was surprised at how I was able to enjoy this without having to rely on that. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on in this where they jump into the story, and the story itself is very well told.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of a testament to it. How much can you entertain somebody and pull them into the story and have them not be lost if they haven't seen that first season?
Sure.
And they actually do a successful job. Now, I don't know if that's on purpose or not, but for me, that was done well. You know, and I forgot to mention, just in case anybody thought I wasn't going to address this, I also like the part, you know, you're talking about social issues. Ellen Page is in here as, what's her name, Vanya?
Vanya,
you know, she has a story where she has to address her sexuality, and there's a storyline where it's talking about how women, you know, at the time, or anybody at the time, was not able to come out and show their sexuality. They had to almost like just succumb to the system.
Right. And yeah, I mean, she's definitely on both sides of it.
Yeah.
Because somebody tears that ass up in season one.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm sorry, I had to be honest.
So they tore that ass up so hard. You're like, let me try the other side. That shit hurt.
I'm telling you, because the reason I say it like that is there's a scene where he's like, and you are best, you're a beautiful woman, and da 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 da, and then it just cussed her. Dun, 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 dun. She riding on him, grinding him like a biscuit. I mean, it's not,
damn,
it's not graphic, but the cut is so harsh that all of a sudden she's on top of him, like, you better give me that dick.
Nah.
That's why she's smiling like that right now.
Tore that ass up. She had to run to the other side.
She had to go back in time. Yeah, she...
Get away from that shit.
Yeah, I tell you, man. Yeah, because it's like once he they about to kiss and it cussed, they him putting in work. I was like, God damn. He's like, I'm not so sure about it. All right, never mind.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Let me try the other thing. He's like, you want to do it again? No, that's all right. That's
okay.
I'm gonna go check something else out.
Try something not as hard and long. A little softer.
I'm
right
a vegetarian
here.
Now.
Oh, let's Ooh. See. You know,
beautiful shot. Colors. I love the colors.
It is, man. It is. It's yeah. Some stuff you could look at on television, especially with streaming now. You can tell how cheap some stuff is. No, this is real. No, this is great, man. Very, very cinematic, man. Very filmic look. I tell you, man. One of the things that really helps with this, as I said, with the humor, is also, let me see if I can find this here. You know, the cast is just very good, man.
Cast is good. Some of the jokes fall fucking flat, though.
They do.
But that's in anything.
No, I get it. You know, I'm not going to name all the names. I named some of them. Tom Hopper plays the Gorilla Man up in here. David Castellaneta plays Diego. Yeah, I'm really impressed with the guy that plays Five.
Yeah, the kid. How old is that kid anyway?
Aidan Gallagher.
Yeah, he was on some Disney show.
When I saw him in the first one, I was like, man, this kid is great.
He's really
how
good.
Old is this kid, man? I wonder if he's one of those kids that is like actually like 28. But
yeah,
you know,
because he comes off that way, especially when he started telling you the recap. I was like, look at this 30-year-old motherfucker.
He shorts. Get out of here. This guy's 15. Oh, like, is that the character or the actor?
Right.
Is the actor 16 or 15? Because, you know, he's amazing.
He really is good.
Yeah. Oh, so they say, yeah, this actor's 16. He's 16 now in real life. Wow. Well, he is brilliant.
He's fantastic. He really is.
This guy's brilliant.
But right when he was getting on my nerves in season one, he got his comeuppance.
Did he?
Because he was acting like a brat. I can time travel. I can do whatever I want to. I'm going to show you just like now. Huh, see? Check it out.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck am I?
Yeah.
Like, that's what you get, little bastard.
Yeah.
But he's really great. He is great.
I'll show them shit.
Yeah. That's kind of how it went.
Where are they?
That's
kind of, where them at?
Where'd they be?
Yeah.
Who that? Who there?
Yeah, man, this kid is great, man.
He's fantastic. I mean, everybody is good.
Tom Hopper.
He doesn't have a lot to do. It don't give him a lot to do, but I guess that's the character. He
plays
the Gorilla Man. Lucius Luthor.
Yeah, Luthor. You know what? In this one, in this season, they give him a lot. You know, he's got... I love his storyline where he's back and he's just kind of... Said, all right, I'm just gonna settle in. He's kind of like a hired hand for a certain historical character. I'm not gonna tell you who it is. But he's just kind of settled in and just like, hey, I'm just doing what I do. Also, there's a love triangle going on that I thought was gonna get too. I thought gonna get too mushy with it, man. I thought they gonna get too much.
That was
too,
I was worried.
Too
worried
soapy
about that.
With it, yeah. But they managed to work to dance around that very carefully and do it right and not spend too much time on it. I like the way he's just a very sensitive giant too.
He is, and also two
like
things.
A big kid,
right? And I'll give you, I'm not gonna say who it is, but I thought it was very interesting writing who his boss is, who he's the hired muscle for.
I wish they had done more with that character, but
right? I mean, I don't know. I'm only six episodes, but I just was like. I was like, okay, I wouldn't. That's not that's interesting because that's not who I would have thought they would have. Yeah, I would have thought it would have been somebody that you would immediately think of from that time.
Yeah.
But like in season one, they do show when he gets the Gorilla Man body.
I can't say Gorilla Man
without laughing because of Martin. Martin, yeah. I thought it was a Gorilla Man. But when he gets the Gorilla Man body, you see him just lose his shit. He's like, yeah. Daddy, why don't you just let me die, God damn it?
Yeah.
My abs was nice before this. I had a nice body.
I had a good body.
Yeah, he wakes up going, motherfucker.
Got all this hair and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But, yeah.
Like goddamn Ron Jeremy and shit right now.
Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the characters are very well written, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
And I like him. Just a big guy with daddy issues, very sensitive. I like that.
Some of that rubber keeps folding up, though, something every once in a while.
I saw somebody in the chat, and I agree with you, man. They said that some, you know, sometimes it looked fake, and it did, man. That rubber body he had.
Remember, that's why I texted you, I was laughing?
Yeah, okay. Is that what you laughing about?
That first scene, I was like, come on, man.
Yeah, it's a big ass latex body.
Yeah, it's like, and his head is so small. For a while, it's unnerving.
Look like some shit off of, yeah. It looks like something Asylum made or something. Yeah. But you know, the time travel stuff is cool. You know, one of the things that actually really kind of confused me, like, they got a lot of gore in here, man. They chop off people's heads. Yeah. They
slice their throats.
They're slicing people's throat. A lot of blood in this, man. A lot of gore. And yet, if you notice, they never say the word fuck.
No, not once.
I'm just like, why? You know what I mean? If at this point, you might as well go ahead. You done sliced all kind of people
blowing
open and everything.
Heads up, exploding heads, and yeah, no F words. Not that I remember.
Yeah, I thought that the as far as characters go, what did you think about the Swedish dudes? They have a Swedish assassin team,
right? The brothers or whatever.
You know, they're that kind of type of assassins where they're like. They're so weird that they never talk.
Right.
They do weird shit to each other.
Right. They reminded me of those guys in The Matrix.
Yeah, yeah.
The ones that could go through walls and stuff. I mean, I just thought they were just there. I mean, they were there to be meat for the grinder. I mean, they were there to be, you know, that's why there were so many of them. They were there to be menacing and all that, but then they're also there for the heroes to kill them in cool ways.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I
mean, I don't know. They were all right. It was just they were just the antagonists that walk around like any sort of stock hitmen that are going to go through the season. Like you know what they remind me of? They remind me of the brothers in Breaking Bad. That's what they remind me of.
Yeah.
The twin brothers.
That's what I'm – there you go.
That's what I couldn't
like,
think of.
It. I kind of get – so they – like I said, in the movie or the show, they got these Swedish brothers, three of them, and they're all the silent type. You know, they don't they communicate by just looking at each other. They – like I said, they
creepy
do weird stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, you know, that's exactly Breaking Bad. I'm like, I've seen that type before, and I'm just kind of like, that's kind of a cliche now.
Right. And Breaking Bad did it right.
Yeah.
Those two.
Also, I still think Netflix can get by with 8 episodes instead of 10 all the time.
That's the thing, too. Too many episodes, I thought.
This thing has so, has so many, it has a soundtrack. And the soundtrack they're proud of, they know the character and the soundtrack.
God damn, are they proud of that.
Jesus. And the soundtrack does not fit the 60s. Now, they're just doing this because it like either fits the situation or it fits the modern feeling of the characters. They're not trying to give you a complete, you know, timely soundtrack, or time period soundtrack. But the problem with the soundtrack for me is that I counted about 3 or 4 different scenes where they're just musical montages, where the characters are there's like 2 or 3 alone where characters are just dancing, you know, like
for no reason.
It's just like, okay, you know what? You want to do this because you want to play the soundtrack and you also just want to show off some fancy camera work and because you want to have fun. It's like, all right, you know, and it can be fun, but God damn it, this is 10 episodes.
They do it a lot.
You're padding this out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that.
Right.
At least I didn't think so.
No. They did it at the end of, I thought they did it, the only time they did it to good effect, kind of, was at the end of the first episode.
Yeah.
When they're all dancing and they go out to that, where it looks like one of those advent calendars.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
All dancing in the house.
Yeah.
Even that went on a little too long.
Yeah.
But I thought that was too good effect. And I was like, I remember my first thought was, that was kind of cool, but I hope they don't run with this.
Yeah.
And they did.
Exactly.
God damn, they did, boy.
And they did. The music is great. Look, I like the soundtrack.
That's good music. I just don't need a music video.
I just didn't think, you need everything needs exactly turn into a music video.
They do a bunch in the first season.
Time travel is cool in this. They go into some Avengers Endgame type stuff where it's just pretty much a time travel heist. So just like that movie has the same faults, it can get a little convoluted sometimes. Not all of it makes sense. You don't need to, you know, if you think about it too hard, then you're gonna realize like they just throwing shit together now. You know, not all of this is really that coherent. At least I didn't think so. Speaking of time travel, I've seen about 3 things now where killing JFK has resulted in the end of the world.
God damn, man.
And it's just like, you know, even now that's becoming a little cliche right now. Like, JFK is like, damn, y'all trying to say it's a good thing they killed me.
But he's also kind of like, yo, can y'all leave me the fuck alone?
Yeah, exactly.
there was a 1963 that didn't involve me.
You know, if I had lived, the world would not have been destroyed. Y'all know that, right? Y'all just fucking with me now. Yeah, you're trying to convince people, like, yes, but, you know, it's a good thing he blew his head off.
Yeah, for real.
We wouldn't be here if that wasn't the case.
I wouldn't even be involved in this. Y'all can't leave me out of this.
Yeah, man. But at the end, I did have a problem with the ending. The ending, you know, they tease a sequel, and that's cool. I don't mind. I would like to see another one because it is fun. But I will say that I'm trying to see where we are with this. The right trailer here. With this, they at the very end, one of the things they did was they had, and I don't want to spoil anything. Let me just say that they have an army of hundreds with guns that can't shoot two people. You didn't get that far.
No, I didn't get that far. So this is new to me too. So
yeah, at the end of this, they got it. They try to end this on some, you know, big explosive thing that's happening here.
That's how they ended the first season.
But you know, they got an army. They got an army of hundreds chasing these fools down, and they can't hit two people.
that's how it goes, man. They did the henchmen school of shooting. School.
Yeah, can't hit two.
Brought out of ball.
Can't hit two people. I don't know if y'all saw. Maybe I missed something. But yeah, can't hit two people running from there. But you know what? I'll tell you this. If you're tired of the superhero genre, you're looking for something new, you know, again, with something that can take a little original twist at the genre, this is cool, man. And yeah, and yes, I don't think you have to really see, I mean, to get the full effect, yeah, watch season one, and maybe it'll make you want to go back. But if you're in a rush, you want to watch this that bad, it's not going to hurt if you don't see season one.
I agree. And also, season one is a slow burn. I envy you that you got your little recap and got to go in right there, the cool part, because season one is a slow burn. Yeah. And I don't think anybody on this chat's going to disagree with me.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
It takes a while. You got to get through a lot of shit to get to the good stuff. And yeah, it's worth it. Don't get me wrong. I do think it's worth it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Because I got into an argument with Cad today about that.
What about what?
About this, just because he's on it. He's like, brother, you got to watch this. And I was like complaining too much. He was like, all right, God damn it, I can't take this shit no more. So he was giving me like some good points that I hadn't thought about. So yeah, we argued about it for a while.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is worth it.
Yeah. So I would say if you can, watch season one. I'm just saying if you don't have time and you've seen all the big effects right here. I know that they put out, let me just say this, they put out the first 3 minutes for people to watch. You know, this is what we're talking about with all the big fights and the big effects and whatnot. If you saw that trailer and you're like, you know what? I really want to see this right now. I really just don't have time to go watch season one, but this looks like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Want to take a chance? Do it. It's still fun, you know. I don't think it's going to ruin anything for you. So, yeah, man. Yeah. It's a low full price. I mean, this is really cool entertainment to have on television.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you go. Let me see.
That's great. My Netflix. If you decide, hey, if you go in on season two like you did, and you want to go back and watch a little bit of season one and find out what happened,
yeah,
just pick and choose the episodes that you want to figure out, because there's some cool stuff that happens with the God damn it, what's that girl's name? Ellen Page's character's name.
Vanya.
There's some cool stuff like towards the end of season one that's worth watching.
And let me just say, I'm not telling everybody not to watch season one. This is not an endorsement not to watch it. Okay. Yeah.
You're right. It's not an endorsement not to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, there's like, it picks up the last, I'd say about the last four episodes pick up, yeah, and they really get going.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, as an experiment in watching it, I still was entertained.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not by any means endorsing not seeing season one. I'm not saying skip it and watch this. I'm just saying, look, if you, for whatever reason, if you popped into this, you were at somebody's house and they just put it on or something, you know,
you're like, able to follow it.
Yeah. Exactly. So
fair enough.
Yeah, there you go.
So shut the fuck up, whoever said that about those. We ain't forgot about your ass.
Nah. You know what I tell you? I don't mean to yell at people. Some people just, they try to, what they do is they try to like they trying to bandwagon. You know, they just trying to jump on seats and talk shit just to talk shit. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all. They're just like, all right.
I ain't seen it yet either, but you ought to watch it.
Yeah.
All right, first off, I want to say we brought the end of the world back here with us.
Oh my God, again? My cult is going to be so pissed. I told him we had until 2019.
We have until Monday.